Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, someone made Kiddush, the Bayi Secha, one house, Abnas Lecho Sham, planned to eat there, and then he changed his mind and went to eat in a different house. He has to make Kiddush again in the new place. And the Mishnah explains, is even if it's a second room in the same house, Mecher Lecheder from one room to the next, is not good for Kiddush Malk Masuda, since we're discussing here a case where he did not have Das B'Shas Kiddush to switch to the next room. Rarely he changed his mind after Kiddush and decided to have the Suda in a different Cheder. So we said Mecher Lecheder from one room to the other without Das, or without being able to see from one room to the other, is considered a different Malkum. If therefore circumstance requires him to switch to a different room, and he did not have Das, nor could he see from one room to the other, then he has to make a new Kiddush. Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that someone made Kiddush and did not have the Suda right away. After the Kiddush Liyotz, they're not Yetzir Kiddush. In other words, Kiddush Malk Masuda is Ma'akav. It's not just a good thing, you're supposed to have Kiddush Malk Masuda. Rather, you have to have Kiddush Malk Masuda. Mishnah Berurah explains that not only if you have the Suda in a different place, is the Kiddush no good, because you don't have Kiddush Malk Masuda, but even if you don't have the Suda at all now, you're also not Yetzir Kiddush. It's not just that if you're having the Suda asked in somebody says Kiddush, rather, you have to have the Suda. And you have to have the Suda in the same place as the Kiddush. Having the Suda later is not an option. Somebody having the Suda now in a different Malkum is not an option. Unless you have the qualifications said before, such as it's in the same room, or it's a different room in the same house, but you could see from one room to the other, or you had Das by Kiddush to have the Suda in the next room, in a different room, or even if you bias the bias, but you had both milas of Das and seeing the Malkum and Rias Malkum, that's also good enough. The Rambam says that after Kiddush you have to eat right away. It's not just good enough, it's in the same place, you have to eat right away. And the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't even mafsik a short amount of time. Obviously it doesn't mean that one should have OCD about this, but it means that one should not be oisik in other inyanim. After Kiddush, everyone drinks from the Kiddush, right away you get up to wash. It's not a time that one should be sitting around schmoozing and sitting around by the table. Rather, everyone should get up to wash right after they finish having Kiddush, because you're supposed to have the Suda of Malka Kiddush la'alta right away. The Rambam says, or at least you have to have Das to eat right away. And then, even if there was some interruption, as long as you planned on eating right away, there was some interruption, that still works. However, if one does not eat right away, and one does not have Das to eat right away, then, even if they later on, after interruption, end up eating Malkum Kiddush, they are not Yaitza Kiddush. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sherek Nesak Doilo that some reason came up, and someone had to go outside, like an Oinus, he had to go outside, and then he comes back in, and now he wants to have the Suda. So in between Kiddush and the Suda, there was a little interruption of going out of the Malkum, out of the place, now he comes back. He says, now to make Kiddush again, since the end of the Suda is taking place in Malkum Kiddush, he did not switch to a different place. Rather, he came back to his original place. There was a short break that he had to go outside in between. So the Sherek Nesak Doilo says, that's fine. But the Shmur brings the Yesh Cholkum, as some argue. And they say that if he had a change in Malkum, Shini Malkum, even if he comes back, it's not good, he has to start over with a new Kiddush. So Mishnah Berurah says, Rechil wants to try to be careful not to go out of their Malkum, and not to go out of the house, even if they're going to come back and have the Suda in the original house. But b'di'evet, if they went outside and they came back in, one could be mekel, as long as it was at least tzarchei suda. If the reason one went out is for tzarchei suda, that's good enough. Let's say in the olden days, they didn't have bathrooms in the house, so they had an outhouse outside. Someone had to go outside to the outhouse to use the facilities, and they come back in afterwards. That's considered tzarchei suda. They don't have to machmer to make kiddush get a practical manifestation. Someplace can say, let's say they have babies there, and they have to change the baby's diaper, and they take the diaper out to the garbage. When the diaper was here, they would not be able to make brochas as such with the soiled diaper there. So that would be an example of something that they're going out for tzarchei suda, similar to the outhouse in the olden days, and they come back, and they can have the suda here, and it's not considered a hefsek between the kiddush and the suda, since they're having the suda in the same place as the kiddush, and they went out for a short time between, well, the sherek nesek doilo is mekel, and even though others argue, since it's for tzarchei suda, that's good enough, and we could be mekel b'di'evet. Now, if somebody did not plan having the suda right away, but then they realized that, hey, Kiddush Malkum Suda, I have to have the Suda right away. So they turned around and they had the Suda right away, even though their plan was not to, but they corrected themselves and they did the right thing. So then, the Ma'aseh works. They had Kiddush Malkum Suda. Let's say someone had made Kiddush and they were planning having the Suda in a different bias. Then someone told them, hey, you can't do that, because we bias the bias, one house to the other, even if you have Das, it doesn't help without Rias Malkum. So they say, okay, so I'll do the right thing. I'll have the Suda here in the place I make Kiddush. That works, because at the end of the day, they had Kiddush Malkum Suda. Although they're planning on doing it the wrong way, if at the end they do it the right way, that's good enough, and that's considered that they had Kiddush but Malkum Suda. In any case, the right thing is, when one likes Kiddush, they should have a plan on having the Suda right away, and that Malkum, that's what they should do. They should not get distracted and start schmoozing about things irrelevant in between. But if they do get delayed, especially by something that's Tzarchei Suda, then, but yeah, but it works. For them, they have to go out of the house for Tzarchei Suda, and then they come back. But yeah, but it works, and it is considered Kiddush Malkum Suda.